Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I did not think that we would have this type of victory Friday, Monday, whatever, at all this year with either of these football teams. It was always going to be about, okay, well, let's see what the rookie could do and, you know, maybe move the season along and be excited. I did not think we'd be coming in off of a win like that, dominating the Philadelphia Eagles. Forget even just the Eagles, but dominating anybody of that caliber and be this excited about, you know, even though it's a 2-4 football team, still be this excited about the future of the Giants in the immediacy of this one season.
Well, listen, that's part of the reason, aside from, you know, them being out, but that's part of the reason I was so depressed with the Yankees. I'm like, think about what we're going to have to talk about. Of course, we'll get into the hot stove with both baseball teams, but it just seemed bleak and dark. And why wouldn't we think that that's what we would get? Because that's all we've gotten for a long time. Now, even if, like, this was... there's nothing that the Jets can do that would have provided that, because Fields isn't the guy for the future, et cetera. So they're going to provide nothing of this kind of a jolt, no matter what they do the rest of the year, I believe, unfortunately. But even with the Giants, like, if this happened early December, middle December, and you got a little flicker late, Giant fans would still eat it up, and so would we, because, okay, hey, maybe he's the guy. But for it to happen now, with so many possibilities, now the schedule is still murderous, but it's at least early enough where you can at least responsibly say, why can't we mess around? And, you know, a lot of injuries happen to other teams. Maybe we get this thing going a little bit.
Think about, though, also the stage that was set. It's prime time. It's against a division rival, the reigning Super Bowl champs, with Saquon Barkley on their team, and a team that has dominated, like the Giants have been dominated in the division, period. But specifically, the disparity was thought to believe so great that the Giants didn't even really have a chance to compete.
Touchdown
because
dogs.
Because that's what we've seen.
Yep.
Yeah, touchdown dogs at home.
I know.
Because that's what we've seen for a long time. So then to have it flipped right out of the gate where the Giants dominated that game really from the get-go, man, that is a euphoric victory. That's why you enjoy them as sports fans. It may not lead to anything. Maybe they get beat by Denver. Maybe the Eagles pay them back in a couple weeks. Maybe the Giants win, you know, 6-7 games, whatever it may be this year. But that win last night was just a euphoric win. And the caller brought this up. I was saying that I think it's even better than the playoff win against the Vikings for different reasons, meaning more about the future. I think it's more legit now than what it was even with the playoff win against the Vikings with Jones. But certainly at home, think about it. The Vikings game was on the road. When was the last time they had a home win that felt this good?
A decade. I think somebody said that on the phones earlier. I mean, they get stomped out at home. I mean, teams come in and just do whatever they want with the Giants for the last 10 years. It's amazing.
WFAN NFL football powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
So last night when the game started, I swear, I heard a sound clip from BT. And that was, at that point, I didn't think we had a chance in the game, right? So I was ready for that to be the highlight of my night. And then the beatdown commenced, and Philadelphia assumed the position in MetLife, and they just got clapped the whole four quarters, and it was amazing. It was one of the greatest things ever. But that's a few things. That timeout in the first half, I don't know what that was. And I feel like the Giants, they just play up to their competition. And, like, that needs to stop. If we're capable of this level of play, we need to play with this level of play consistently. And then the last thing is our defensive coordinator, when he was in Tennessee, he didn't have any identity out in Tennessee. And when he came here, he was like a second choice. So I don't really know if he's going to be able to establish the identity that we need to be ferocious on defense. But it's a man, the Giants are back. And Brian Daboll, I was ready to fire him. I donated to the Plains, but he can live. I forgive him. I forgive him for all of his sins. that's the type of football I want to see. And if that's what we're capable of and you can continue that, man, I'll love him. I'll love him.
We told you, Lawrence, you shouldn't be flying those planes overhead. And thank you for the call, as always.
He calls all the time.
Yeah, he was calling us before Jackson Dart's debut, saying that he chipped into the plane that was supposed to go over MetLife Stadium ahead of Dart's debut. Come on, get that thing down. Get out of there. And now Lawrence's turn, BT, much like I'm sure many Giant fans.
If you don't turn on this, then you're just miserable. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. We can't help you. You know, and the different stages here of a young player, and then obviously when you're a quarterback, eventually transferring into the growth of the team. First thing you got to do is show talent. He's done that. Then you got to show maturity. He's done that. Then you've got to raise the ceiling a little bit. That's why I said before, it wasn't the Browns or the Raiders or the Jets. It was Philly in your crib, prime time, as you said. It just means more. The next step is, now you got to do it a little more consistently.
Yeah, now you got to sustain it.
But there's going to be some valleys, well, and that's okay.
Correct. The Saints was a valley. They beat the Chargers at home, big win. Everybody then expected them to beat the Saints, mainly because, well, the Saints stink and this is one of the winnable games left on the schedule. But things happen. It's the NFL. Maybe it was a bad matchup for their defense against Rattler. So obviously the five turnovers didn't help. Like, that's an aberration, but it is a rookie team. With Scadaboo being a rookie, Dart making rookie mistakes, Bo Collins not completing a route. Like, a lot led to those five turnovers. But if you watch and the ability to move the football is something that has not been there. So that was even there, even with the loss. And that proved to be the aberration, but a part of the peaks and valleys. I would expect Denver to be the better team. I mean, Denver is a better team. We'll see what happens tomorrow or Sunday morning against the Jets in London.
What do you think's gonna happen?
And now it's the Jets' turn.
Yeah, okay. Denver 30, Jets 13. Next.
Denver's that good that this is going to be a tough spot for the Giants to go in there, but it doesn't mean that they can't have some more ups like we saw last night.
And by the way, there's wins within losses. I mean, to go out to Denver, you know, I would hope, and I think, because Giant fans are really smart, I don't mean maybe today, because there's not a lot of balance, because the emotions are all over the place, which is cool. But I do think as the next, you know, week six blends into week seven and ready to play Denver, I think the Giant fans mentally will be in a spot, they'll be fired up, they're ready, they hope they win. But as long as it's a competitive loss, and I'm not saying that you absolutely will lose, but this is what I'm talking about doing it a little bit more consistently. Go there, play a four-quarter game, give yourself a chance to win late, show some more from Dart or see some more from Dart. Same with Scadaboo. Let the defense get after Knicks. And even if you lose, you could still start to feel better about the direction, big picture, of the Giants.
More of your calls when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.